The UK Parliament has voted overwhelmingly to delay Brexit beyond the country's planned exit date of March 29th.
The ayes to the right, 412. The noes to the left, 202. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
For more on how this played out and what's next in this, the biggest challenge the UK has faced in decades, we turn to NPR's Frank Langfitt. And Frank, you were in Parliament tonight after 2 years of negotiations to leave the EU. What ultimately drove this decision to delay?
Well, you know, Audie, they didn't have any other choice. It had already been voted down. The Prime Minister May's Brexit deal had been voted down twice before. Yesterday, they voted against leaving with no deal because of the economic damage that would do to this country. And frankly, it was time to punt. And what they're going to do, she's going to do, is ask the European Union to grant the UK a delay in leaving.
I understand that Prime Minister Theresa May has lost her voice physically, so she didn't have much to say afterwards.
No, she didn't speak at all.
But she wants to bring her Brexit deal back to Parliament, right? Even though she lost previous votes by such huge margins. So, like, how does she think she's going to do that?
Well, this is the question that most people are asking right now, because usually people after, you know, two big defeats like this, they would quit. And since she couldn't speak, what she did say in her motion today is to the Parliament, if you pass it, I'll go to the EU next week and I'll ask for a short delay to maybe to June 30th. If not, though, it could be a much longer delay. And what she was doing there basically is holding a gun to the heads of Brexiteers, saying, you know, if you don't vote for my deal, and I know you hate it, this could really get dragged out and maybe Brexit will never happen. Now, tonight, just after the vote, I talked to Stephen Crabb. He's a member of Parliament in the Conservative Party, May's party. He's from Wales. He supports her Brexit deal, and this is the way that he put it.
More and more of my really strong Brexit-supporting colleagues realise that they risk losing the whole of the Brexit project altogether if they carry on voting against a compromise package.
Does Stephen Crabb think that the strategy will work?
Well, he says there has been movement this week, and she's going to do more and more in the coming days, I'm sure over the weekend and early next week, to try to get as many people over to her side. But I asked Crabb that, and he said he's still pessimistic that by the middle of next week, you know, she would have to flip, my math is correct, 75 votes. That's a big margin that she needs to flip in not a lot of time.
Let's talk about the main opposition. What did the Labour Party have to say?
Well, Jeremy Corbyn did get up. He does have his voice. And he basically says, as he often does, give my party a chance for another approach to this problem. And what he's talking about is a closer relationship with the European Union, talk about a possibility of a second referendum. There's not the support now for those things, Audie, especially if there's going to be a bit of a delay. But here was Jeremy Corbyn's pitch.
The deal can be agreed based on our alternative plan that can command support across the House. And I also reiterate our support for a public vote, not as a political.
In the meantime, how will the EU react to this request to delay?
Well, it is expected, and of course it has to be all 27 remaining EU countries to agree to this. It's expected they will grant it, but they really want to see a plan on how the UK is going to resolve Brexit. They're very frustrated, and there's a narrow window. The new European Parliament will be taking its seats in early July, and there's certainly the EU is going to want to get this done before then. Otherwise, it could be a very long delay, and again, some people here think that could kill Brexit.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it.